Overseas now to the Philippines, where President Benigno Aquino has declared a state of national calamity. The Philippines has just experienced an earthquake deep under the city of Davao on the southern island of Mindanao. There are no reports of damage or injuries yet, but it's added to the panic after a deadly weekend. Incredibly, Typhoon Bopha hit the country for the second time in less than a week. More than 600 people have been killed, but a further 800 are missing. Peter Lloyd has been speaking to Sarah Ireland, who works for the charity Save the Children in the eastern province of Compostela Valley.
The storm that passed through the Philippines, Typhoon Bopha, last week, has actually come back to the Philippines and is hitting the top northwest of the country. It is a tropical storm, but there is a risk of heavy rains and flooding in the area. But down in Mindanao, where the storm first came through, there's already over 600 people dead and hundreds more are missing. So we've got millions of people who've been affected and over 400,000 people forced to seek shelter. There was extreme destruction of homes and livelihoods. Some areas have been completely flattened by the storm and by the landslides. There were some evacuation centres where people had fled to that got caught in a landslide and were completely swept away. So we're seeing a lot of destruction of buildings here.
What about the situation with fishermen at sea? I understand that there are several hundred believed missing.
And I think the rescue efforts are still ongoing for that. So there are still a lot of people. There's hundreds of people still missing. I think the latest figures are over 800 people still missing.
President Aquino has declared a state of national calamity. In practice, what does that mean for aid groups and how much resource access you get to help people?
We're working very closely with the government. A state of calamity has been declared, which means there are funds available through the government for food and essential aid. So the UN and the NGOs, such as Save the Children, is working closely with the national authorities. And Save the Children has been distributing essential items to help people survive this initial period.
Has this been a particularly deadly year for typhoons there?
It has. I was actually here a year ago, just on the other side of Mindanao, responding to Tropical Storm Washi that left around 1,500 people dead. And then mid-year, another storm came through, affected millions of people around the capital of Manila, and now we get this. The Philippines is one of the most disaster-prone countries in the world, and this year has been particularly bad.
How have people been reacting to this? We understood that there were, in some situations, there's been people fighting over relief supplies.
Yes, we have heard reports of that. We haven't seen that ourselves, and we're just concentrating on getting aid to people as quickly as we can.
What do you want from the world? What can people do for you?
People can donate to organisations such as Save the Children. We really need money to be able to respond effectively. We're trying to help as many people as possible, as are other agencies, but to do that, we really need the support of the Australian people. The Australian government has given money, and we're very appreciative of that. And if the public can get behind us as well, that would be absolutely essential.
That's Sarah Ireland, who works for the charity Save the Children in the Philippines, speaking there to Peter Lloyd.